News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
1 week on from so-called Liberation Day and tit-for-tat tariffs have kicked in. China now facing 104% tariff on US imports from today. The European Union expected to approve a range of tariffs, about 21 billion euro worth, targeting goods such as US soybeans, steel, oranges, chainsaws, washing machines, all unbelievably pointless in the way that the world works these days, but at the whim of President Donald Trump. Kate English is chief economist with Deloitte, who's with us now. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning.
Donald Trump is the classic dog that caught the car. He doesn't know what to do with it now that he has it, and we're all paying the price.
Yeah, I think our main thing to remember here is tariffs and their most simplest form are a tax. And when we see an increase in taxes, there is going to be some element of pain from that. Trade wars, they're all about who can absorb the most pain. And that is certainly what we're seeing across markets for the past 3 to 4 days now. We've seen really sizable shifts. And I think what's important to note here is just the sheer scale and breadth of this. Every morning when we wake up here in Ireland, we have a clear indication of what has happened in Asian markets overnight. We're beginning to see the European markets. And about 2 p.m. we start to see the US markets open. And what have we seen? Well, there's been really heavy losses again in Asian markets. Yesterday, they're not at their close, or during the night, they're not at their close yet. But again, losses over 4%. European Stock 600 is showing futures are trading quite low as well. And also our US stocks today, again, at a looking at between that 4% kind of mark. And I think this is off the back of some really, really heavy losses over the past few days. I think there's one interesting event happened on Monday. We saw a 7-minute window of which there was a rumour that Trump was going to pause tariffs for 90 days. Just a 7-minute window. But we saw during that 7 minutes quite a rally take place again in our S&P 500 before eventually closing down again for the day due to the reversion of that. But what that says to me, I suppose, is that there's a suggestion here that there's a clear indication of the cause and the effect. The cause of the turmoil or the decline in markets at the moment, whether you're looking at US, European or Asian markets, is the fear, I suppose, of what impact tariffs are going to have on global trade. Investors are worried that we'll see a reduction in your global economic growth and that the same level of return on their investments will not be there. Once that cause is removed, even if it's only for 7 minutes, we see quite a sharp rebound.
100%. And we could easily emerge from this quite quickly if Donald Trump came to his senses, but there's no indication that he's going to. And it gives rise to the question that we have, Kate. What's his end game? What is ultimately going to be the result of this policy, this standalone so-called America First policy? Does he know where this ends?
I suppose coming solely from an economist mindset, I always look at the numbers. This is where my main focus is with any policies that are introduced. And from an economist point of view, it's really difficult to see how such large scale implementation of tariffs across all goods up to over 90 countries is going to have a positive impact. There are certain things we will be looking to. I think even if we look at where the price of crude oil has moved in the last few days, it's down over 4% even in the last 24 hours at about $57 a barrel. That is a significant drop in a certain number of days. And that again is reflective of that expected expectation, I suppose, that we'll see a reduction in global demand. Yes, there's some supply movements in the last few days as well, but there's an expectation that global demand will fall. There are other indicators that we really should be keeping an eye on over the coming weeks and months as well. They look at everything from that labour market. Do we see a softening coming through in the labour market? Inflation. How long does it take for inflation to start to move upward once again? The savings ratio, credit card debt. We've seen quite an increase in consumer credit card debt, particularly within the United States over the past 12 months. But in tandem with that, we've also seen a rise in delinquency rates, i.e. consumers not being able to repay those debts. If you layer in on top of that a potential for higher costs, higher prices on everyday goods, and a softening in the labour market, it would leave you question, well, what is the resilience or the ability, as I said, back at the beginning of tariffs are all about who can absorb the most pain. If we see movement in those indicators, there's a sign that that pain has been really felt and will lead to a downwards movement in growth.
Yeah, I mean, I can't help but think we're very close to the point that the villagers realise that the emperor has no clothes, because the impact of this is about to hit the American people. You know, if you're buying an Audi and you were due to have it delivered in 3 months' time, you're going to be waiting. So the people buying cars are starting to feel it first. Anyone bringing anything in from China, including Chinese, like pharmaceuticals, not here yet, but let's face it, they're coming. Very, very soon, Americans are going to feel this in their pockets.
Yes, and even I think when we, this is the whole point with tariffs, we've seen from history in the past that when they are increased, that there's quite actually a sudden reaction on your inflation or your prices of those specific goods. The issue, I suppose, is that when we look to historical events furthest, a lot of times in more recent history, the increases have been on very small, specific goods or specific sectors. And therefore, their impact has been somewhat insulated. When we look at this, it's back to that point, it's really hard to overemphasize the sheer breadth and scale of the changes that are taking place at the moment. Okay. And therefore, how every part of that economy is going to be impacted.
All right, Kate English, Chief Economist with Deloitte. Thanks.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.